The word of God that guides us on this LWML Sunday is from 1 Peter chapter 1. Hear these words. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Well, my friends, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, you can picture today's sermon by looking at the logo for LWML Sunday. Our hearts in His hand. Yeah, you see the hearts, you see the cross, you see the drop of water, and that is a hand. Not a dove, but a hand. Okay? So for just a moment, think about a heart in a hand. Literally, think about holding a real heart in your hand. That's what a Mayo transplant surgeon does. He takes out the diseased heart with his hand and puts in a new heart. Incredible, right? Well, my friends, that is what God has done for you and for me. Do you see the cross and the drop of water? The cross reminds us that Jesus died for the forgiveness of our sins, right? And the drop of water reminds us of our baptism. That baptism gives us a new heart, a pure heart, and all the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. Long ago, God had promised through the prophet Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. Ezekiel 36:26. Well, the good news, my friends, is that God kept His promise. And while a physical transplant only lasts several years, the new heart God gives us through holy baptism lasts forever. So why did God give you and me a new heart? Why this transplant? Well, I have within my heart thoughts and urges that are sinful. My heart by nature is not pure. And guess what? Neither is yours. We are born with original sin, inherited from the sinners before us all the way back to Adam and Eve. What's more, we daily commit actual sins. We sin against God by our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And this sin in us is the old Adam, who continues in us, even us who are forgiven, until the day we die. So we are sinful human beings who need deliverance, who need a transplant. This brings us to the wonderful mystery of baptism. Baptism brings us the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, here and now. It gives us grace to live new lives here and now. St. Paul put it this way. We were buried with Christ by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. Raised to life in our baptism, we now can live new and different lives. Lives in which we now say no to sin, no to temptation, and yes, following Jesus and living in accordance with His holy will and His holy way. So baptism makes all the difference. Baptism changes our lives. Baptism is new birth, new life. Let me illustrate. When a surgeon transplants a human heart, new physical life comes to a terminally ill patient. Well, in much the same way, in baptism, God mysteriously gives you and me a new heart and new life, newness of life. And the life God gives us includes love, His love in Christ. Listen again to our text. St. Peter says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Now, we have to look a little closer at this. The text says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth. Sounds like you and I have made ourselves pure by keeping the commandments. But guess what? That's not what Peter means. He is simply talking about faith. Our new heart, our new birth in baptism, makes us children of the Heavenly Father who trustingly look up to Him and want to live holy lives for His sake. Being pure before God isn't our due. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. This is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The second point of information is this. When Peter says, faith is for a sincere brotherly love, he is not excluding women. In the New Testament, the word brother often means both men and women who believe in Jesus. We could paraphrase it this way. Now that the cross of Jesus has come into your hearts, through baptism, we are empowered by the Spirit to love one another earnestly. Isn't that beautiful? Now that the cross of Jesus has come into our hearts through baptism, you and I are empowered by the Spirit to love each other earnestly. With a new heart from baptism, love each other earnestly. Once again, the logo helps us. The cross at the top comes into our hearts through baptism. Yeah, in baptism, God creates in us a new heart. God calls us to a new life. And He empowers us in that new life through His Holy Spirit. So now with the Holy Spirit and Spirit-given faith that we received in our baptism, you and I can love each other earnestly. We can share the love of Christ with our spouse, with our children, with our friends, with our neighbors, and even with complete strangers. What's more, notice that in the drawing, each new purified heart is surrounded by a much bigger heart. What's that? That's the church. A big-hearted place where all hearts are together in His hand. See, your individual heart is in His hand, and so is the church. And so we're reminded that Christianity, or the Christian faith, isn't just about you and Jesus. It's about you and your brothers and sisters in Christ, united in Christ. And how did that happen? Through the waters of holy baptism. Yeah. In baptism, we are brought together. We are washed together into a body. So Jesus calls us into a living, active, worshiping community that regularly gathers around His good gifts. We call it Mount Moriah Lutheran Church. Okay? I had to make sure I didn't say Trinity, see? Okay? And together here, we who have been washed together come together to receive the body and blood of Jesus. He comes to us and forgives our sins. So that we can do what? Forgive one another. So that we can also encourage one another. So that we can also pray for one another. And so that we can work together to share the good news about Jesus, share the good news of new life, new hearts in baptism in our community. You see, Jesus holds us in His hands, but if you look at Scripture, notice that He didn't just hold His disciples and His church people in His hands. What did He do? He was constantly reaching out His hand in the community. Remember that leper that came to Him and begged Him, "Jesus, heal me." Jesus stretched out His hand and touched it. When Jairus' daughter died, Jesus went to her and took her by the hand and said, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Our hearts are in His hands. But Jesus loves all people and wants all them to know that their hearts are in His hands. And yet there are many who have spiritually diseased hearts and desperately need the new heart that Jesus gives. They need to hear about Jesus. They need to hear about His love. They need to hear about His forgiveness. And God wants to use you and me to reach out, to be Jesus' hands, to reach out and share Jesus' love and forgiveness with our family member who's walked away from the faith, with our neighbor who doesn't go to church, with our coworker whose life is a mess. Well, Pastor, it would be easier for me to do that if you give me maybe a good role model I can follow. Okay? How about the ladies of the LWML? They're all about missions. They're all about reaching out with the love of Christ. And they've been doing it for next year is 80 years. You think we're celebrating this year? Okay? Listen to the pledge of these ladies. This is so neat. Listen to this. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. God has created in you a new heart. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. God has given you a new heart in holy baptism. God has strengthened you within that big-hearted place called the church, so that you can go out, you who are held in God's hand, can go out and reach out and share the love of Jesus Christ wherever your 2 feet hit the ground. Following the example of the ladies of the LWML. So, I hope you'll take this logo home and you'll hang it on your fridge at least for a week. Okay? In order to help you remember the transformation that Christ's forgiveness has brought into our hearts through holy baptism. And I pray that you'll remember that coming together in worship, God makes us a big-hearted church, Mount Moriah, that the Holy Spirit empowers to extend Christ's hand to everyone. May God grant it for Jesus' sake in your life and mine. Amen.